for which, whereas his people there before had loved him well, the slander of his defame made them that they hated him therefore. To be a murderer is a hateful name, but natheless, for earnest nor for game, he of his cruel purpose would not stent. To tempt his wife was set all his intent. When that his daughter 12 years was of age, he to the court of Rome in subtle wise, informed of his will, sent his message, commanding them such bulls to devise as to his cruel purpose may suffice, how that the Pope, as for his people's rest, bade him to wed another, if him lest. I say he bade they should counterfeit the Pope's bulls, making mention that he has leave his first wife to let, as by the Pope's dispensation, to stint rancor and dissension betwixt his people and him, thus said the bull, the which they have published at the full. The rude people, as it no wonder is, wended full well that it had been right so. But when these tidings came unto Griseldis, I deemed that her heart was full of woe. But she, alike sad for evermore disposed was, this humble creature, the adversity of fortune all to endure. Abiding ever his lust and his pleasance, to whom that she was given heart and all, as to her very worldly sufficance, but shortly if this story I tell shall, this Marquis written has in special a letter, in which he showeth his intent, and secretly he to Bologna sent. To the Earl of Panic, which that had, though wedded his sister, prayed he specially to bring an home again his children too, in honourable estate all openly. But one thing he him prayed utterly, that he to no wight, though men would inquire, should not tell whose children that they were. But say, the maiden should he wedded be, unto the Marquis of Saluce anon, and as this earl was prayed, so did he. For at the day set he on his way is gone toward Saluce, and lords many a one in rich array, this maiden for to guide, her young brother riding her beside. Arrayed was toward her marriage this fresh maid, full of gems clear. Her brother, which that 7 years was of age, arrayed eke full fresh in his manner. And thus, in great noblesse and with glad cheer, toward Saluzzo shaping their journey, from day to day they riden on their way.
In part 5, Walter tells Griselda he is going to divorce her and remarry. She must get out and go back to her father. She obediently leaves.